The new law has sparked protests across the United States and is dividing people in Tucson, Arizona. The city is 100 kilometers from the Mexico border, and authorities say at least 40% of those who enter the United States illegally come through the Tucson area. More than 240,000 illegal immigrants were apprehended in the region last year. South of Tucson on the border, residents complain of human and drug smuggling, of nuisances like trash left by those who cross the border illegally, and of violence. Bill Odell's property is on the border. He says lack of action by the U.S. government prompted the state measure.
Because we're so disappointed in the failure of the federal government to do anything productive, anything that they should be. They're charged with that of the Constitution, and they have just failed.
But in the Hispanic neighborhood of South Tucson, where college students from Chicago have come to learn about immigrant poverty, attitudes are different. These students are helping a local charity where Mexican-American activist Pancho Medina shares his views. He says the law targets Hispanics.
What the state legislature should be saying, Mexicans, go home. Go back to Mexico, Mexicans. That's what they're really saying, and I'm angry because I'm more of an American, more of a better citizen, more patriotic than half of these people in the United States.
Responding to criticism, Arizona's legislature changed the law's wording to ensure that race is not a factor in enforcement. But critics like Reverend Del McCormick say race will be decisive.
Everybody knows who stopped more often here. I mean, it's happened for years. It's people of color, people with brown skin or light brown skin.
Police worry that relations with the Hispanic community will suffer because of the law. Captain Michael Galuli of the Tucson Police Department says the law will also take officers away from enforcing local law.
And that might be challenging for us because we're a busy community with a busy police department. And, you know, we will have to find time for that.
Since Arizona Governor Jan Brewer signed the law in April, dozens of U.S. cities have launched boycotts against the state. They may already be having an impact on the tourist sector, which employs 40,000 people in Tucson alone. The new law also faces civil lawsuits, and the Obama administration is considering a court challenge by the Department of Justice. Law professors at the University of Arizona in Tucson have tried to untangle the issues. Professor Mark Miller says it is unclear whether the Arizona law will withstand a legal challenge.
And part of the difficulty in answering the question is that to understand all of the legal issues involved with this bill requires about half of a modern American law faculty. You have to be a criminal lawyer, an expert in criminal procedure, in state and federal relations, in state and local law, in constitutional law, and in immigration law.
President Obama has promised 1,200 National Guardsmen to boost security at the border, but that has done little to satisfy either side in the debate over the law. But in the end, most agree that the federal government has the main responsibility. Conservatives largely favor better fences and stricter enforcement of federal law, and liberals want immigration reform with a path to citizenship for some of the millions already in the United States illegally. Mike O'Sullivan, VOA News, Tucson, Arizona.